Welcome to Two Minds Today with your host, Charlene, authority in leadership development, and Hale, an expert community builder, the pod all about best practices to get you noticed and ahead in your professional life.
Welcome back, everyone. Hi, Hale.
Hey, Charlene, how are you doing this evening?
I am good, and I'm excited because we are picking up where we left off and talking about confidence. And I love just jumping right into it, this whole idea of fake it till you make it, smile. I've been working with this idea of if you just smile, it creates endorphins and you're happy. So let's start off with what are your thoughts on the fake it till you make it theory on confidence or anything?
There's a lot to fake it till you make it, right? It's also about like how you dress makes you feel better about yourself. And if you put on your makeup or brush your hair or get a great haircut, like whatever it is, like if you look at an image of yourself that projects being put together and confident, that does have some kind of an impact, right? It's not for nothing that we judge books by their cover. Like there is something to it. And it does affect our own mind frame. So there is something to fake it till you make it, but it only takes you so far.
Yeah, I think this is our very first episode where we talked about the power pose. So roll back to that episode. Obviously, we progress and get better every week. But we talked about this Superman pose, right? Do you remember where it's like you put your hands on your hips and your shoulders back? I'm doing it for Hale right now on video. And you project out into the world. And it's called the Superman pose. And it's the idea of put yourself and your body in this mindset and the rest will follow. And I definitely think there's something to that. I also think there's really no other choice other than faking it till you make it, because you will never make it if you don't put yourself out there first. And a lot of times this faking it idea leads us to this imposter syndrome.
It's true. And for those of you who don't know what the imposter syndrome is, that has to do with the idea that you're in a place and you look around and you say, oh my God, I don't belong here. Everyone in the room is smarter, brighter, has got their stuff together more than me. And I'm here and I just pretended to come in. I just did a really good resume in an interview, but really I don't have the substance to back it. What am I doing here? So that's the imposter syndrome. And if you're faking it till you make it, you might be in a room and be like, oh my God, I'm a total faker and I just don't belong here. So that's what the imposter syndrome is about. And I think like what everybody says about that is, hey, no matter how you feel on the inside, somebody else selected you to be in that room. And people are not as dumb as you think. You know, if you're really that shallow and there's really not that much depth to you, people see through it. And you wouldn't be in that space if you are truly 100% faking it.
Yeah. We sometimes so get caught up in what other people are and what other people are doing and in comparing ourselves to others. And we just get into such a bad place when we're constantly comparing ourselves to others. And I think this actually is a really interesting social media, I would say, shift, right? There were several years, and it's still true, but there's also a little bit of the truth coming out as well, where we just posted the prettiest pictures of ourselves, where we just posted the best version of ourselves. And I've seen a lot more of like real talk, whatever that means, recently, and probably due to COVID, where we're all stuck in our homes and we're all more anxious. And when we're all more trying our best, I had a TikTok video of, someone goes, so you want to see what my house really looks like, right? And they turn the camera around and there's like Cheerios all over the floor and it's a hot mess. And I am excited because I think we're all showing a little bit more vulnerability and a little bit more past like this veneer of we're all perfect. But in a land when we're all trying to be perfect, it can be really easy to be intimidated by something that's not even real.
I think that's definitely true. Maybe we'll leave for another time, though, because I do think that there's always a need for balance of everything, right? And I just have to say, like, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with all this, like, vulnerability talk. Okay. So I think there's a time and a place, and certain people with whom you should be vulnerable and others not, because I can't let anybody into your underwear drawer, you know? Like, I just kind of. I have a little bit of issue with that. But look, when you think about the military and when you think about places of power like a court system, or you think about your teachers in school as children, like there's something to the way you present yourself that seeps through and gives you confidence. And so let's just dig right in for like a couple of tips aside of all the power poses that we had done in previous thing on previous podcasts, is what can you do before you walk into a meeting, or what can you do at the meeting so that you bring out the best part of yourself and the most confidence, and you're not like feeling uncomfortable?
Number one for me is know your strengths. When you're walking into that meeting, know what you're good at, know what you bring to the table, because a conversation in a meeting ebbs and flows and everybody has different skills. And know what you're good at and make sure at every meeting you're bringing that to the table. If you're good at relationships, if you are good at details, if you are good at vision, whichever it is, find a way to insert that strength into the meeting so that you feel good that you have contributed and it's your special skill set.
I really like that, because it also gives you a point to hang on to. Because oftentimes we sit in a meeting and we think to ourselves, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to contribute? What do I have to say? But if you've done the work beforehand of knowing yourself and your own strength and applied it to whatever that topic is on that meeting, you're going to walk in and not have that feeling of, oh, I have to talk. I got to say something. I have to do something right now, because you know that your time will come. Just,
Yeah.
simmer down. You'll be okay.
Yes.
Time will
Well,
come to contribute.
you can let your visionary people go and strategize and this and that, and then it dovetails, right? Okay, well, how are we going to make this happen? And you're like, this is me. This is my time to shine. Let's call these seven people. I'll put together a flow chart, or whatever it is knowing your time to shine. What's your big takeaway, Hila?
Okay, so what I would say is, we talked about like being prepared. I would say that whole business of practice, practice, practice is not nonsense, by the way, and it applies to the workplace. Don't think that people who appear to be speaking off the cuff are actually speaking off the cuff. There is not a single person at the highest levels of power that don't practice what they want to say. And I just remember that. It's not a point of how expert you are if you haven't given a second of thought to what's about to come out of your mouth. So that always applies to every instance.
Yes, and tying in our other sessions with being prepared and practicing, think about the agenda beforehand, especially, please, if you're somebody who needs a lot of time to process, that's okay. Just make sure you are prepared and do the work beforehand to get yourself into that place. And also know how other people work. If you're working with a bunch of people that process, then maybe that meeting is just setting the outline and you're all going back to your desks, you're doing your own work, and you're going to circle back in email or another form. I'm not that person. But there are lots and lots and lots of people like that.
And I'd like to say, as we're wrapping this up, to don't bog yourself down with negative thoughts and negative thinking, whether it's about yourself as an individual or what you perceive others might look at you as. Oh, I'm a woman. Oh, I'm a person of color. Oh, I'm a minority. Oh, I have an accent. Oh, I don't have this degree from this particular place. And think about all the negatives that are against you. Don't do that to yourself. Think instead of the positives, and just like very consciously push it out of your head and focus on the fact that what your own positive skill sets are and why you're in that room. There have been so many studies done that if you're focused on what could potentially be what holds you back, it will actually hold you back.
Yeah, I echo that. We are really big into mindset in our house. and pumping ourselves out, or I'll go to my children, I'll be like, repeat after me, I'm smart. And they're like, I am smart. We do
Oh
it.
my God. Like these people who put it up on Facebook with their kids. And I'm like, I was so old school. I did not do that. That was not the thing to do 20 years ago. But it is a very good thing. Good for you, Shirley.
I don't
Because
post it on
we all do
Facebook, although I'm talking
it.
about it here. But
Back in my day, Saturday Night Live skit that everyone made fun of. Okay, we got to look it up. It was like, I am good enough and I'm smart enough and gosh darn it, I can do it. Okay, so like it was mocked, but in all seriousness, it is actually something that works. So
It absolutely works because you want to go into whatever you're doing with a positive attitude and really leaving all of that negativity behind because it just snowballs, right? If you're like, oh no, am I not good enough? Oh, do I really know what they're talking about? And by the way, then you're in your head and you haven't listened to anything anybody said, so you definitely don't know what they're talking about. But go in, you are smart, you're valued, and you will bring something to the conversation. And if this wasn't your week, your week will be next week, or you're going to prove it in other ways because everybody holds value.
that's true. And you know why that is? Because every week you got to keep on learning. Just keep learning and growing, right? As we say at the end of each of our podcasts.
Yes, learn a little bit more every day. What a way to wrap it up. Thanks, Lynn. I'll see you next time.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
See you next time on Two Minds Today. Like and subscribe.